Okay, so we are going to start with a little hakdama on learning halacha, even though I know that, I don't know anything about you, but I know the rest of the chavra here has learned halacha many years already, and some of these things are things that you might have heard me say in different contexts. But I think it's worthwhile to think about, and it's really chizuk for me, if nothing less. So, the Gemara in Tainus says like this: Reish Lakish Amar, in Reisa Talmud Shelimudo Kasha Lav Kibarzel, Bishvil Mishnaso Shena Sidur Alav, Shinamar, Lahu Lo Panim Kilkel, Mai Takante, Yarba Biyeshiva. Shenemar v'chayalim yigaber v'yisroon hachsher chachma kol shekein mishnaso sedura lo meikara. So what exactly does this mean? Rashi says shelimudo kasha lav kibarzel shekasha lo meirov kushios b'shvil mishnaso shena sedura lo v'enu zocher maksiv ba lefikach enu yodei lefarik yarbu yeshiva Sheyas diru bnei yeshiva mishnasam, shenamar v'chayalim bnei beis tal midim hem chayalos chayalos. The Gemara continues. Kiyad reish lakish, havi misader masnise arbain zimnin kineged arbain yom shenitna Torah, v'ayel kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So before Rabbi Reish Lakish would come to shir before Rabbi Yochanan, he would review 40 times. There's probably a lot of secrets here, but on the most basic level, the Gemara is talking about how you have to understand the Mishnah before you go on to the Gemara. You have to understand the Gemara before you go on to the Poskim. And you have to know it really well. Reish Lakish was a pretty good learner, but he would review it 40 times before going to Shir and getting clarity. And so, if you go out of order, what's going to happen? So, like it says here, Limudo Kasha Lav Kibarzel. Rashi says, Eino Zocher Maksiv Be. A lot of times, the struggles that we have when we're reading, let's say, the Magen Avraham, is because we don't really know the Gemara. We don't really know the earlier sources. They're not clear to us. It's kasha lav kibarzel, and we're not going to remember it also because it doesn't make so much sense. And what the Gemara is telling us is that we can't skip steps and we have to go in order. And not to say it's ever easy, but it'll be easier. It will be something that we get. The Svarim, we'll see a couple more Svarim here right now that emphasize this idea of not skipping steps. And especially in halacha, this is a concern because the goal is to know halacha l'maisa, what to do. So one is tempted to skip to the halacha l'maisa Svarim. Why do you have to see everything beforehand? If my goal is halacha l'maisa, so I'll start with halacha l'maisa Svarim. And this is something that, A, you probably won't even understand the halacha l'maisa, and you won't remember the halacha l'maisa. And certainly you'll struggle with it, in a sense, much more. The Gra writes, cited as saying, V'alomi poskim b'li gemara omrim ha'amon shezek ochal dagen below pilpulin. Rabbeinu amar, meaning the Gra said, kepilpulin below dagen, right? Meaning to say, pepper without fish is not... Fish without pepper is bland. So people say, like, let's say you read the Poskim, right? You just read, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So you'll know what to do, but it's really very boring. It's very boring to read Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa because it's just the Piskei Halachos. So this is Mutter, this is Aser. It's so boring. It's like fish without pepper. But that's not the pshat. It's like pepper without fish. It's nothing. You don't get any nourishment out of it. You won't understand the halacha correctly either. Again, you might know what to do under one particular circumstance, but once something changes, even a little bit, you won't know. And The Rosh writes, V'chein toim kol hamorim horad mitoch devei Rambam. It wasn't in the Shulchan Aruch then, but people that turned to the Kitzur Sefer of the time, the Rambam, ve'eno b'kiyin b'gemar leida meichan hotzi dvarav, and they don't understand what the sources of the Rambam are. Toin lahati ha'iser the less or hamutar. In other words, even if the psak is like the Rambam, but they're going to misapply the Rambam if they don't understand where the Rambam got it from. And so, if you want to understand the halacha, you need to know the sources. The next passage in the Rush says the same, has the same idea. So clearly, you know, you might pass the Bechina if you just study the Svarim, but if you want to understand and you want to Paskin, you certainly have to go back to the Makaros. Number two, reading carefully. And this is also, again, a step that we're sometimes, many people, myself included, make again when we learn halacha, which is, you know, when we're learning Gemara, quote unquote, so then we read the Gemara very carefully and we read the Rishonim and we're Medayik and the like. But when we're learning halacha, so especially because we need to cover ground and we've got to get through everything, so we read things quickly and superficially, and we're not medayik. And this too is a very bad idea. You have to read slowly and carefully and medayik. Again, one source that emphasizes this is a passage from the Chazon Ish. Matbeya b'nei Adam likro es hakasa b'sefer b'shitchiyos v'mehiros k'kor yigeres. U'mekinyane achachma l'sragel l'daktik m'lashon chachamim. The reason why you read so slowly when you learn bi'iyun, not halacha, is because we understand and we appreciate that everything is written with extraordinary diktuk. And there are diukim to be made, and you can miss the boat if you don't read carefully. And we have to be careful that when learning halacha, we don't stop doing that. Number three is lamdas, and not just lamdas, understanding the reasons and the like. And again, this is something that I think most people, when they're learning bi'iyun, so they of course you learn the lamdas, you learn the reasons. But then when you start learning halacha, so in the effort to get to the bottom line, so then we stop focusing on the lamdas. So there's a tremendous Daher from Rabbeinu Yonah, which we'll see, which is not just addressing this point, but it relates to this point, and it's very, very scary. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Omer, Halomed almanas lelamed, masbik in biyado lelmod lelamed. But, Halomed almanas lasos, masbik in biyado lelmod lelamed, lishma lasos. So, what does this mean? So, it sounds like, it doesn't actually really read straight, because, well, what's the first thing? Hamomed amanas lelamed, so not lasos? Is he like a rasha? So, Rabbeinu Yonah says, of course not. Rabbi Yishmael, Shimon, Omer, halomed amanas lelamed, perishchas shalom she'enu zem medaber belomed amanas lelamed velo lasos. Obviously, we're not talking about a person who's learning without intending to do what he learns. Shazain maspik and biado lelomod lelamed ela, right? Obviously, he's not, that's worthless. He's a rashi. He's not even going to be zelcha lelomod lelamed. Ela amanas lasos iser v'heter kamashmau. So what is he doing? He is going to follow whatever the halacha says. You know, standard psak. Lo shiyitrach v'ya'ayin harbe. Ula yimtze iser b'dvarim hamutarim. Ach lokeach hadvarim kipshutan. Mepnei kach, ein maspikim biyado ela kafi machshavto. Lil modu lalamed. So then what's the other thing? Lamed alvanas lasos. So Ratzalomar Shaddai Tola Falpel Belimud Kede Ladas Amitas Hadvarim. The Ritzonal Latroch Kamiyam Mishanim Lahasig called Dav Lahasig Davar Katan the Linog Atzmal Pia MS. He really wants to discover the truth. It's not just, you know, that he wants to. It's not just that he's not satisfied with the standard, you know, with what the Welt says, but he wants to understand what it really means, and he's willing to toil for days and years just to get one correct interpretation of something. Why? Because what he's really out to get is the MS. So sometimes we learn, and they learn for many years, and the goal is to get through the Makoros, try to understand and even remember Shir, right? So I don't think any of you are in that camp, but we have to remember that that's really what we're at. And the Emes Dikah Pshat is not often the initial pshat or the superficial pshat or what we want to really understand the Emes. And the truth is that this relates a lot, you know, in this shiur in particular, we're not going to get to everything in shiur or even close to everything. The things I'm going to talk about in the Chaburas are going to be things that I think are most relevant or most interesting to me or the like. But the goal is not to try to be comprehensive. And your goal in Seder is going to be when you learn the things, you're going to notice something, you're going to have a kasha. And I think, you know, take the time, investigate, figure out the answer, go where it leads you, figure out the MS, even if it takes a while. Again, there has to be some balance because we also do want to learn a lot of Hilchos Shabbos. But our goal is to be what Rabbeinu Yonah talks about when he says we have to be lomod al menas lasos. So the problem then that arises is, so what do I do practically? Because we could take this Rabbeinu Yonah and then we could spend 10 years or 20 years on Hilchos Shabbos, and many people do that. There was there's a sefer called Yonta Sheni Kehochasa, and the author asked Rav Shlomo Zalman hundreds and hundreds of questions over the course of writing the sefer, and he worked on it for like 10 years. Yonta Sheni. So at a certain point in time, Shlomo Zalman told him, like, I think it's time for you to move on to the next sugya. So he shares the story. The point is that we do have to have a balance. And on the one hand, we want to really learn Be'ion, understand the Lomdos, spend the time to figure it out, not to read superficially. Understanding the reasons behind the dinim, I skipped this on Kar Veloshim Rish Talmidei Chachamim, but we want to do all those things. We also want to get something done. So what should you spend time on and what should you skip? In a practical sense. So I think the goal for us in this limud is you want to see the Gemaras that are relevant. Hilchos Shabbos is very tricky because there is, in theory, we would love to just start from Daf Beis and go till the end. But that doesn't really make too much sense, especially if our goal is to learn Melachos or our goal is to learn the halachos that are most practical or the like. So what else are we going to do? So you can follow the Seder Shulchan Aruch. But that also doesn't work for Ilchus Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan complains about this Seder of Shulchan Aruch in Ilchus Shabbos. For other limudim, like when we've learned together Yeridei, Anid, and the like, okay, more or less we could follow the Seder Shulchan Aruch. And it would be great to do that, but again, then we also wouldn't get to most of the common halachos that we'd want to see. So we are going to be forced to jump around a little bit, and there's no obvious way to do things. But I think that after thinking about it a lot, I think the best mahalach is to try to follow more or less the Seder of Melachos, and we'll hopefully do all the Melachos except for Hotzah. Not that Hotzah isn't important, but it's just too big, and it's its own limud and its own right. Again, we're not going to spend too much time on Shtei Bate Nirin. Certain Melachos will skim, but for the most part, try to do as many as we can. And hopefully we'll get through all of them. But you have to go through the Gemaras in each case. You have to go back to Shas and start with the Gemaras. I'll give you Makoros, or if not, you get to that from the Beis Yosef or the like, but to actually go back and see the Gemaras, not just to read the Beis Yosef citation of the Gemara, not that the Beis Yosef isn't a great citer, to go back, see the Gemaras, see the Rishonim on the Gemaras. Okay. We might not have time to see every Rishon and every Gemara, but at least to see Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Rambam, it's nice to at least see maybe one of the Chachmei Sfarad. There are great Rishonim on Shabbos, Ritva, Rashba, Ramban, whatever it is, to see that. Beis Yosef, obviously, is very important, and the Shulchan Aruch. On the Shulchan Aruch, the chief mefarish in Or Chaim is the Magen Avraham. And you'll actually see, when you see Mishneh Berurah, that 70% of Mishneh Berurah is Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, for whatever reason, has been this kabel as the primary commentary on Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim. I think as you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you'll see why. But it is challenging. Magen Avraham is very hard to learn. It's not like Shach. Shach's easy. You're laughing because it's not Shach. It's also very hard. But Shach is much more clear, much more straightforward. Sometimes it's very long, but Magen Avraham isn't so long, but it's often cryptic. It's often hard to understand. And that's why there are so many different Perushim just trying to explain the Magen Avraham, like the Machzis HaShekel. You look, Shulchan Aruch HaRav is mostly just explaining the Magen Avraham. But it's worthwhile to put the effort into it. Again, use the tools that help. Again, I'm not telling you that you should skip Taz. Taz is tremendous and is certainly worthwhile. But assuming you don't have time to do Taz and Magen Avraham, so then I would do Magen Avraham and not Taz. Occasionally, when there's an important Taz, you'll see the Mishneh Berurah quotes it. And then if you want, you can look back inside. But again, of all the commentaries on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, I would focus on Magen Avraham. Gra as well. Again, you may find that you don't have time to do the Gra and the like, but Gra is tremendous, A, in terms of showing how all the halachos, even halachos that seem like they were made up by late Rishonim or the like, actually go back to the Gemara. And sometimes he argues with the Shulchan Aruch or argues with Rishonim, sometimes he explains. So you get a tremendous amount from learning Gra. At the same time, the Gra is very hard, even more terse than the Magen Avraham. And again, while it's worthwhile, you might not always have time. But if you do have time, and I would say after Magen Avraham, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, number two is the Gra. Baruch Hashem, for our time, we do have the Mishneh Berurah, which is really, really amazing. And you'll appreciate the greatness of the Mishneh Berurah when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, if you don't already. It's important to do the Shaar Tzion and the Bir Halacha as well. That's really where you miss a lot of things if you don't do that. And then number 10 is the contemporary Sfarim. It's kedai to use at least one. It doesn't really matter which one. You'll get a feeling which ones you like best, which ones you like worst. In English, there's Simcha Bunim Kohn's Sfarim and Rabbi Ribiat's Sfarim. In Bishul, we have Rabbi Willig. In Hebrew, there's Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. There is Rav Rimon, at least on the Sidur de Pas. There is Orcho Shabbos. I really like Orcho Shabbos personally. But you should have one. First of all, so you'll get a sense of what the contemporary poskim say. And second of all, because obviously there are a lot of issues that are relevant now that weren't addressed in the Mishneh Berurah. You could also use the Dirshu notes. When you're learning Mishneh Berurah, they accomplish a similar type of thing. But it's important to have, some type of contemporary sefer as well. Different areas of halacha, when you're learning Yeridaya, Baschav Taroves, there are modern shilas, but most contemporary shilas could be addressed by looking in the page of the Shulchan Aruch. That's not true for Hilchos Shabbos, unless you're really, really brilliant. So it's important to use at least one modern sefer. Okay, number 6 is to ask. The Gemara over here is a very famous story about the Talmidim of Rav, and they already torn Kriya for Rav. They were going back from his Levaya, and a Shaila came up again, and they didn't know the answer, and they realized that they couldn't ask Rav. It was too late. And so they tore Kriya again. And so, you're all here in yeshiva, and you have access. You should ask me questions also, by all means, but you also have access to tremendous poskim here, and you should take advantage, and if you have questions, ask questions, study, think about the questions before you ask them. After you get the answers, think about the answers. You might have a follow-up question. Number 7 is Chazara, is a summation and organization. That's really, really important. I have here a Mishnah in Avos. Shiva Dvarim B'golam, V'Shiva B'Chacham. Chacham Einu Mudaber B'Fnei Mishu Gadol Mimenu B'Chacham Minyan Beinu Nechnas L'Soch D'Vei Chavera Beinu Nivhal Hashiv Shol Kenin U'Meishu Kilchosa V'Omer Rishon Rishon V'Achron Achron V'Alma Shaloshama Omer Lo Shamati U'Modal MS V'Chilufeihen B'Golam. So the Rambam over here in the Perushim Mishnayos explains that Golem isn't just an imbecile or a boar. What is it? And it really emerges from the Mishnah. It's someone who is disorganized. The Golem, who ish, sheyesh lo milo sichlios, umilo samidos. He's good midos, and he's smart. Amnam enem shlemos, velo hochos al seder karawi. Aval yesh bahem irbuvia, ubilbulim. V'his arev bahem chisaron, umepnei zeh nikra golem. That's what a golem is. It is certainly better to see less material, but leave time at the end to sum things up, to organize, to get that clarity, than to see many more shitos, but then be left off with this big bilbo, because you have a million different shitos saying different things, without actually having clarity, organization in the sugya. So don't be a golem, and take the time to organize. And you should do that at the end of the sugya, but probably also several times throughout the Seder, throughout the day, to stop and say, okay, what have we seen so far? What are the different shitos? There are three basic mahalchim here. What are they? And the like. And again, it's obvious that takes away time from seeing more information, but it's worthwhile. And finally, chazara. We all know what happens when we don't do a lot of chazara. Again, here I'm certainly giving mostly to myself, as much as to you. But just take a look, an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Kol lo mei Torah ve'eno chozer aleha, dom el adam shezareh ve'eno kotzer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol halomed Torah umishkecha umishakcha, because you didn't do chazara, dom el isha shiolades ve'kovares. So, it sounds like they're both saying the same thing, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. They're both saying, like, do a lot of chazara and don't forget. So I once heard from Rav Aaron Lapiansky that he pointed out that they're actually making two different points. There's a difference. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about someone who got a handle on his learning, but allowed enough time to elapse without chazara so that he forgot it. So what is he compared to? A mother that gave birth to a child. There was a child, and then buried it. Yeshua ben Karcha is talking about the person earlier. In other words, we're not dealing with crops that were harvested and then rotted, but rather they were never even harvested. And this is talking about someone who's learned a sugya once or twice, and he's under the illusion that he knows it, but he never really had it. So he doesn't even harvest. So we have to make sure that we do both. We don't just have this false sense of understanding, which again means that when we think we're done, we stop and consider, do I really have the clarity? And then number two is, afterwards, to spend the time chazaring. A lot of the chavra wanted to know, you know, do I need one seder, two seder, one and a half seder? And so the answer, I think, is nothing to do with this shir. It has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is very vast. The question isn't whether you can go to the shir in one seder or two seder. The question is, can you learn Hilchos Shabbos? The answer is that the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. And so if you have only one seder, then you'll get a lot out of it. And if you have two seder, you'll get more than twice as much out of it. The more you put in, the more you'll get out. So maybe we won't really start today. We'll start Sunday, but just to give one more. Since we're going to start with Zoraya, even though the Mishnah starts with Harisha, we'll talk about that later. We'll follow the Seder of the Rambam, not the Seder of the Mishnah.
No, if I can't. The Mishnah is Zoraya first.
Sorry. The Mishnah is Zoraya. The Rambam is Harisha. First. Right. So we're going to start
Rabbi
with...
Rabbi didn't live in Eretz Yisrael.
That's it. So, so we are going... we're going to start with the Seder of the Mishnah, not the Rambam. So we're going to start with Zoraya first. And if you... just a Musser... little chizuk, you know, everything I gave till now is like very scary. So a little chizuk from Melech Zoraya. So the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says, "V'amar Rabba, Hai Tzora Mirabanan Dami Le Partzida Letuse Detuse Kala, a small seed that's underground. Dekevan Denavat Navat. In other words, once it begins to sprout." It's going to grow and grow and grow into a beautiful plant. So what does that mean? Sort of a marabana. It means that if you follow the right order, if you put a seed in the ground and it's in the right conditions, you water it and you fertilize it and you do what you're supposed to do, then it'll sprout, it'll blossom, it'll become a beautiful plant. And the same thing here. If we do what we're supposed to do, then Be'ezras Hashem, that's what it's saying, we'll get there. So B'siyata D'shmaya, it should be a good zman. So just a small, a little hakdama to the Lamites Melachos. The Gemara has three different drashos to how you get to Lamites Melachos. The Gemara daf Ayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Nassan darshins from the pasuk Eila Hadvarim, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos Osam, Sheish Shemim Tasa Melacha. The lashon of Eila Hadvarim, we learn Minyan Lamites. So he doesn't refer to the Mishkan. We have to figure out if, according to that drash of Rabbi Nassan, there's a connection to the Mishkan or not. That's Rabbi Nassan. On Daf Mem Tesam at base, there are two more drashos. We have Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, and he says that it's connected to Avodas HaMishkan. The way Rashi says that's because the...
Wait. The first one, Rabbi Nassan Dvarim had Rabbi Eila Hadvarim?
Yeah.
But why doesn't it have to do with Mishkan?
Sorry. It doesn't... The number 39 doesn't come from the fact that there are 39 in the Mishkan. In other words, I get 39 from a drasha, as opposed to Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, who says, seemingly, that Avodas HaMishkan. In other words, I look at the Mishkan, I don't need another drasha to come up with 39. I can figure out from Avodas HaMishkan on its own 39. Right? So that's the difference. Right? Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama says, once I know there's the Smichos HaParshios from the Lechos HaMishkan to Shabbos, I could look at how the Mishkan was constructed. Let's assume it means constructed. There's the interesting Shita of Rabbeinu Haigon, who says it's also the Avodas HaMishkan, like the Korbanos. There's a lot of problems with that Shita for a number of Gemaras, so we'll stick with Rashi's Mahalich. It means from the Binyan HaMikdash, Binyan HaMishkan. So I could look at how the Mishkan was built. And from that alone, I don't need a drasha of 39. That's what it would seem. Rabbi Nassan says, no. We need this... I could just look at the Mishkan and come up with 39. I have a drasha that teaches me 39.
Isn't he doing something slightly different than the Gemara New Testament base?
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara's question... And the ayin is, how do I know chiluk melachos? So, I mean, I guess you could say that Rabbi Nassan is doing double duty, but could you hypothetically say that I just need a drasha to tell me that you're chayav sefer chatos for all those melachos? Hashem came, let's say the way the Tosus understands the Gemara test, the Gemara is looking for a number 39, because without a number 39, I wouldn't know how to be mechalik between melachos and domos.
Okay, that might be. But in the end of the day, so how do I know 39? So what's Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama's answer? Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. In other words, I could look at Avodas HaMishkan and come up with that idea. I don't need... Now, what you're saying is, which might be correct, and if you're right, it answers a question, which we're going to get to, which is, why doesn't the Gemara Mem Tes refer to the Gemara Daf Ayin? But the simple reading is that it doesn't. In other words, from simply looking at Avodas HaMishkan, I can come up with 39, as opposed to Rabbi Nassan, who needs a drasha. Right? And then the third answer is also on Mem Tes and based. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Lazar, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Lakunya. And he says that it's keneged melacha. In melacha, melachto, melacha shebetorah, it's unclear exactly what this means, but basically everywhere in the Torah that it says the word melacha is 39 times. That's how I came up with it. Gemara, the Rishonim try to figure out in the Hemshech of the Gemara how exactly that works. Rabbeinu Hananel over here says is either 61 times or 65 times where it says in the word Malach on the Torah, and somehow or another we come up with 39. So according to this opinion, do you need Mishkan or not? So this is debated in the Rishonim over here. Are we turning back to Mishkan? According to the Ri in Tosfos that you cited, so everybody agrees that they learned from Melachas HaMishkan. You couldn't have figured out what's an Av and what's a Tolda without the Mishkan. Whereas Tosfos asks a number of kashas on that, and he says, no, actually, Misvara, we could figure out what are Avos and what are Toldos. What's more Chashav and Chashav to be an Av? What isn't? So, and this is the view also of the Tosus HaRash, the Ritva, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, the Chachamim were Mevarer Misvara, what were the Malachos Chashuvos? And those were Avos, until they got up to number 39. And everything else was a Tolda. Maybe 39 you get from Ela Hadvarim, though that's not clear. The Urayim, maybe along similar lines, the Urayim says that this is in Simon Reish Ayin Dalet, that according to the Manda Amar, we learn from Lechas HaMishkan, so it's Masra Kasav L'Chachamim L'Kvoa, what is a Malacha that's Doma L'Mishkan and what isn't. And according to the second opinion of the Gemara, there is Masra Kasav L'Chachamim to just figure out what is Chashav on its own. As we don't have a Mesorah, it's Master Kasel Chachamim. Either Master Kasel Chachamim to look at the Avodas HaMishkan and figure out what is a Malacha, or to just figure out on its own what is a Malacha. And we'll see this question of how to figure out what is an Av and what is a Tolda is one that we're going to get back to many times. Maybe it depends a little bit on the Girsa, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Vav Kama. We'll take a look at Tosus over there and the like. So we have different opinions. We need to figure out what is an Av and what is a Tolda. Now, the next question that we need to figure out is the concept of Toldos Shayach in Kol Tarkula? Or is that idea of Toldos something that's Shayach just for Shabbos? So seems like there's actually a machlokas or a stira and shas about this. If you look at Tosos and Bechoros, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, Dimasla V'Amar, Tosos proves that we only have Toldos by Shabbos. What's the proof? So he gives a number of examples. On Shabbos, for example, you're chai for Oker Davar Megidulo, which is a Tolda of Gozes, according to Tosos at least, and therefore Hoshed Yada L'mei Behema, V'talash Esa Ober Chai B'Shabbos because of Oker Davar Megidulo. In other words, it's a told of Gozes. By Hekdesh, by Kadshim, like Rebbe Chor, even though the Torah prohibited Giza, right, Lo Sagoz, still there's no Isser of Oker Davar Megidulo. Why? Very simple. Because Shabbos, there's the Torah assert Avos and Toldos, not so in Avodah B'Kadshim. Another example. Ktsira Kodem HaOmer. So we say that the Torah prohibits doing Ktsira before the Ktsira HaOmer. And the Gemara says Ktsira is Aser Bakitav, which is plucking, is Mutter. Shabbos, certainly, Kitav would be Aser, either as a Tolda or a Nav. We'll see that a little bit later. But certainly in Isser Del Raisa, to pluck from the ground, even though you're not using a knife, a tool. Why? Toldos is very simple. Because Shabbos, there's toldos. For Isser Ktsira Lefnei Omer, there aren't toldos. So it's only what the Torah says. Third example, Tosfos says, is from Leket. if something fell, b'shas k'tzira, dino k'laket. Dafka k'tzira, b'kli, like we said. So if a person was going and plucking up their wheat instead of cutting their wheat, so then we would say that which you dropped would not be leket. Only k'tzira, because that's what the pasuk says. Tosfos says that the concept of toldos is something that's unique to Shabbos. How do we know toldos even by Shabbos? So the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Amud Beis and also on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, it's a drasha, heina avos mehena toldos. Now, that drasha is not actually a drasha about Shabbos. It's a pasuk from the parasha of Karban Chatas. So what we see is, it's hard to say it's limited to Shabbos. It might be limited to things that you're chayav a karban chatas on. That's also going to be tricky. What about Yantif? There's no chatas. There are toldos. So we need to get back to that question. But that is the first source. Tosfos proves from three examples that there's no toldos by kol tarkula. The Gemara Moed Katan doesn't sound this way. This is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. You should see the Gemara on Moed Katan, Beis Amud Beis, and Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara Moed Katan sounds like Kol Torah. There is toldos. Why? Because Abai over there says that by Shvius there's toldos, and Rava over there says that there's no toldos by Shvius, but that's only because he has Gzeiras HaKasav, because the Torah said that Ktzira Zasser and Zmira Zasser and Zriya Zasser and Zmira Zasser. And why do you need Zomer if you already know Zriya? So must be that only the things listed in the Pasuk are Zasser and not anything else. So not Toldos. But sounds like absent that Gzera Sakasov. So then I would have assumed that there's toldos by Shvius. So that's against Tosfos. So that's the question. Do we have toldos b'kol tarkula? So the Achronim answer, this idea appears in a number of Achronim. They say it a little differently. But the basic idea is that the question is rooted in the formulation of the Torah itself. The Torah's formulation in Shabbos is very broad. It says Lo sasa kol melacha. And therefore, toldos are included. Why do you need the drasha for avos heina mehena heina avos mehena toldos? That's presumably because otherwise you would have learned from the Mishkan that you'd be pater. No, even if it wasn't in a Mishkan, it was a Toldah, that it's Chayev. But the basic idea that there should be Toldos by Shabbos is because the formulation of the Torah is general. It's not specific. You could say, even with a little more lumdus, you could say that when there's an Isser Melacha, the Isser is the Totsah of the Maisa's Riyah. And like we define, let's say anything that's letzmuche ilana, which is a totsa orientation.
Would that be the same sort of thing melachas machshavas?
Maybe. But I don't know if we have to get so fancy now. The point is, on a basic level, that the Torah's formulation is broad and it's general and it's not narrow. And therefore, it includes all sorts of other things. But when the Torah asers Zriya, so it's asering the pool of Zriya, and therefore Toldos would be aser, or let's say Ktzira, right? For Ktzira Kodem HaOmer, Ktzira for Leket. The Torah gives a very specific prohibition, Ktzira. So therefore, it's only going to be Ktzira. Unless I have some reason to assume that I should define that in a more broad way and extrapolate and expand, I won't expand. So, what about Shvius? So Shvius is tricky because on the one hand, the formulation of the lav is very, it might be narrow, but there's a broad definition because the Torah also says that there's a mitzvah of Shvius Haaretz, Shav Haaretz Shavas L'Hashem, which is very broad. And that seems to be definitional. So I would have thought, except according to Abaye, you do say that. According to Rava, you have the drasha saying not that way. But I would have thought that there are toldos for Shvius as well. Because the formulation of the Torah is that anything that you have to is broad, Shvius Haaretz. So therefore, at least without a drasha, I would think that toldos are included. This might explain why in other areas you have toldos, like Nezikin, also because it's a broad definition, but I guess I don't want to go there now. And that might also explain why in Yantif we have toldos, even though the drash of Achz Mehina doesn't apply, because again, the Torah's formulation is still broad, and once I learn from that, I don't have to look to the Mishkan anymore, so then they're toldos as well.
But that really just assumes you have to say like the Marikas of Avakan, otherwise, if you think that you need a drasha fundamentally, because otherwise you have no way of knowing toldos, that doesn't answer the question.
So we're going to get to the Marikas in a moment.
I mean, the other thing is, L'chor, what Rebbe's saying only fits if you assume that toldos are svara extensions of the Avos. But if you like the Ramach, what I think is we do in Tosas and I give the base, that a tolda is just, could even be like an identical pu'ula that didn't exist in the Mishkan. So then, why, like that concept just is nonsensical outside of Hilchos Shabbos.
Okay, so what you're saying is, and I think then, but just to give a little background to what Yoni's pointing out. So there's, on Daf Ayin Gimel on the base, there's a big debate as to how to understand the relationship between Avos and Toldos. Differing opinions, which is a question we'll get back to a little bit later. For example, the Gemara and the Afayim Gimel on the base says that Amar Rav Acha Zomer Chayv, even before that, Hazoreya, the Azomer, the Anotea, the Amavich, the Amarkiv, Kulan, Melacha, Achasein. Rambam understands all five of those are Avos. Rashi understands Zoreya, Notea, Mavrich, and Markiv are Avos. Zomer is a Tolda. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ramach quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, and Yoni is claiming Tosvos. I'm not sure about Tosos. You could also learn Tosos like the Ritva, I think. But says that
the Ritva is quoting Tosos.
Yeah, but the Ritva is different than our. Well, what I mean to say, yeah. In other words, the Ritva thinks, according to Rabbeinu Hanano and the Rach, presumably only the things that were in the Mishkan and nothing else are the Av, right? So even Noteya isn't an Av, only Zoreya.
Right.
So now, what's the difference, right? What Yoni's asking. What's the difference? Zoreya and Noteya are the same thing. Okay, one is a seed and one is a tree. What's the difference? So what, again, Yoni was assuming, I think is a good pshat, is that this school of thought holds that the only thing that's an av is something that was mamish in a mishkan. Anything else is a tolda. So even though there's no fundamental conceptual difference between Zoreya and Noteya, they're just they're the same thing, except one is with a seed and one is with a sapling. But nevertheless, one is an av and one is a tolda. Why? Because it was in a mishkan, right? That's the malach. I'll leave out the difference between the issue of the Ritva and the like. Is the Ritva more like Rambam Rashi, or is he more like Rach? I think you can read the Ritva both ways. But the point is that what Yoni is bringing up is that there is a school of thought, like Rabbeinu Hananel, who holds that toldos are just things that happen not to be in the Mishkan. So what Yoni is suggesting is that concept is probably one that's very local to Shabbos, at least that type of distinction. As opposed to, if you follow Rashi or the Rambam, Rashi and Rambam, as we mentioned, disagree, but they hold that many things could be an Av, even things presumably that weren't in the Mishkan. And toldos are not things, the difference between an Av and a toldos is not whether or not it was in the Mishkan or not, but rather the degree to which it's similar or dissimilar to the Av. One, something is very similar to the Av, and we'll try to define this a little more precisely later, but once something is very similar to the Av, very similar to the thing done in a Mishkan, it's an Av, not a Tolda, right? So what Yoni's saying, and I think this makes a lot of sense, is that the way I have been presenting this question, which is, is there such a thing as Toldos and Kol Tarkula? And we saw Tosis and Bechoros that says no. And we saw the Gemara in Moed Katan that says yes. And our answer was, well, it depends on the nature of the Isser. Is it broadly defined or narrowly defined? That whole presentation assumes a approach maybe more similar to the Rambam or Rashi or the like, that the difference between Avos and Toldos is not Mishkan as much as extrapolation and expansion, right? That was your point?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just so I'm clear, Rebbe was the quote-unquote Yishuv for Tosfos is to say that Tosfos doesn't mean... Tosfos means that here there are no Toldos, but in Achinano you have to do your homework and see
yes,
how the Yishuv is
correct. As we see from the Gemara Rav Katan. Correct. It's not my answer, but that's what I think the Achronim say. Now, I should point out that when we're talking about expansion of a melacha, right, when the Torah formulates it broadly, so it's expansive, so that could be expansive in one of two ways. Again, we're not in this position of Rabbeinu Hananel that Yoni referred to, but let's say within the view of Rashi and Rambam, though they argue as well, we expand in two ways. We expand by me'ein melacha achas, me'ein ha'av, and we expand in terms of toldos. Me'ein ha'av are things that are similar to the act done in the Mishkan, but it's expanded. They're so similar that they're all considered an av, and then we expand even further by including toldos. Now, this idea, by the way, and with this we'll close, explains a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, that mid'oraisa, you're only chaya for noteya and shvius. Right? And that's like Rava's view that you're not chayev on toldos and shvius. Now the problem is that if we look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, to read Perek Zayin very carefully, but Zayin Gimel, the Rambam says that Notei is also the Av, not a Tolda. So I don't understand. If we're saying that you're Chayev only for we don't have Toldos by Shvius, but we shouldn't limit it to Noteia, because, I mean, we shouldn't limit it to Zoreya, we should include Noteia, because Noteia is Me'ein Ha'av. Right? But the answer is, like we said, that the question, when we say that for Shvius there aren't toldos, we're not even just saying there's no toldos. There's not any expansion, because the Torah's formulation is narrow, or the Torah's telling us to use that narrow formulation. So therefore, we don't expand it in terms of toldos. We don't even expand it in terms of the Me'ein Ha'av. And therefore, you're not chayev on Noteia b'Shvius. Why? Yes, Notan Shabbos is also an Av, but it's still an expansion. The reason why Noteia on Shabbos is an Av, and we don't limit it to Zoreya, is because we have an expansive definition. And when we say there's no toldos in Shvias, we're not just saying there's no toldos, but we're saying define the Isser narrowly. Rashi, by the way, disagrees with that point. Rashi is much, when Rashi says there's no toldos by Shvias, he means literally anything that's defined as a tolda. But if it would also be me'ein ha'av, then there is. That's why Rashi thinks that you would be loka notea b'shvias. So there is a difference there between Rashi and Tosfos. But the basic point that we're saying is that according to Rambam, the question is: do we define the melacha, the iser, expansively or narrowly? According to Rashi, that's true also, but even narrowly includes anything that would be close enough to be an av or me'ein hav. Now, just one last point, which is what you brought up, which is that there do seem to be Rishonim who disagree with this approach. The Marikatz in Tosfos, really, it's more in the Shita Mikubetzis in Bava Kama, says that the Cholotar Kula, there are Toldos, and the reason why we need a Pasuk for Toldos and Shabbos is because otherwise I would have not said toldos only because you need Dumya Demishkan. But everywhere else, Misvara, we're going to include toldos. So it's an interesting question, which we're not going to get into now, which is, you know, what are they arguing about and what's the nafka mina? Okay, so we'll stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem, on Sunday, we'll start with really Melacha Zoreya, and we're going to try to define what the Melacha is. And take it from there. Very bekitzer.
Yeah.
We paskin, or the Rambam paskin, said there's no toldos by Shvias. So what would the halacha be by noteya? Is there noteya by Shvias? Rashi and Rambam both agree that noteya is not a tolda, it's me'ein ha'av. Yet the Rambam says you're pater on Shvias. So Rashi says, you're chayev. What's the reason? The question comes down to the following. The question comes down to whether or not, when we say there's no toldos by Shvias, are we saying, therefore define it narrowly, and we can't expand on both planes? Like we said, there's two ways to expand. One, expansion step one is not just the action done in the Mishkan, but even Me'ein Ha'av. Expansion number two is even Toldos. That's a further expansion. When we say that there's no Toldos by Shvias, are we saying only expand, don't expand at all? That's the Rambam. Or are we saying no Toldos? That's Rashi.
Getting back to the Shemitah Rambam, so the Rambam says Mira and Betzira are both toldos in the context of Shvias, even though he says that they're avos in the context of Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. So, right, the same point. In other words, the question is narrow formulation versus broad formulation.
What defines it as a
for other area, for Shvias, it doesn't matter. In other words, with the Torah, since this would be a expansion, then it doesn't apply.
The terms are
it's an interesting question. What is the significance, which we'll get back to in the Rishonim deal with, l'may nafkamina, that it's an av or me'ena av or a tolda, right? Either way, it's also mitaraisa. Tosus addresses the question of hasra. That might be one nafkamina. There are other nafkaminas, we'll see. There might be some more conceptual nafkaminas we'll talk about next time when we talk about tolda to tolda. But you're right. That's not the critical question. The critical question is narrow or broad for the Rambam, as opposed to Rashi. Okay, Shkayach, it should be a good man.
Maybe assuming to have Chabur at 1:20 on Thursday.